Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura, and I'm so ready for
I
today's
know.
Article because we're talking about food.
Yes,
but we can't get to eat them.
Luxury foods too, really nice, expensive luxury foods. We talked about lobsters and oysters yesterday.
We love it.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what kind of food we'll see today.
Okay, I hope we like them as well. Okay, yeah. Let's check it out.
Poor man's foods, now rich man's luxuries.
Sushi. At first, sushi was a cheap food in Southeast Asia. They covered fish in fermented rice to keep it from going bad. When the Japanese added rice vinegar, the taste improved and people loved it. Sushi became a favorite around the world by the late 20th century. Caviar. Caviar can cost up to $400 US for an ounce now. But 100 years ago, things were very different. Bars in Russia had too much of it, so they gave it away for free in sandwiches. Its salty taste made people want to drink more. As caviar got more popular, the rich noticed and the price jumped. Who knows? In the future, other cheap foods may also become must-have luxury dishes.
Word power!
Add. Add. Cindy always adds milk and sugar to her coffee. Cindy always adds milk and sugar to her coffee. Century, century. Some turtles can live for more than a century. Some turtles can live for more than a century. Different, different. Bess and Diana live on different sides of town, so they can't take the same bus to school. Bess and Diana live on different sides of town, so they can't take the same bus to school. Notice, notice. Notice, noticed, noticed. Kate noticed a stranger in the park on her way home from work. Kate noticed a stranger in the park on her way home from work.
认识智慧.
Fermented. Ounce. Bar. Salty.
All right, so let's take a look at some of the food we're going to look at today. Maybe they're some of your favorites, too. Okay, are you ready? The first one is sushi. I love
Who
sushi.
Who doesn't love sushi?
Who doesn't love sushi? Seriously. Okay, sushi is one of my favorite foods to eat. In the article says, sushi, at first, sushi was a cheap food in Southeast Asia.
Wow.
What?
Why is it so expensive now?
Yeah, how come we weren't alive during the time when sushi was cheap?
这样我们就可以吃到饱, 然后又可以花很少钱。
Exactly.
所以第一个我们要看到的高档食物就是寿司, 所以起初呢, 这个sushi或是寿司 在 东南亚是便宜的食物哦，哇，好羡慕哦。
Okay, well, it says they covered fish in fermented rice to keep it from going bad. Okay, because remember,
smart.
With sushi, usually we use raw fish. They don't cook the fish, so they use this fermented rice to stop the fish from turning bad and not safe to eat. When something is fermented, it means the food goes through like a chemical process, and it can produce a kind of alcohol smell to it. A lot of food in Asia is fermented. Like we have fermented tofu. Tofu, I think it is.
Yeah, tofu.
Yeah, and then wine is fermented. Japanese people eat natto.
我超爱纳豆的.
That's also fermented as well.
可有人不敢吃啊?
I don't like it.
对, I love it. Okay. 所以人们呢, 用发酵的米, 来包覆这个鱼肉，它避免呢这个鱼肉变坏哦。所以他们这是很聪明的发明哦。Fermented, OK, 刚刚有提到这个形容词就是发酵的。那其实刚刚有提到很多发酵的东西，像是 fermented tofu,、mm-hmm. 就是豆腐乳。It's kind of like cheese, but different.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, 可是我真的很爱纳豆 ,OK, 不要讨厌它好吗
That's true. Cheese is also kind of fermented as well. I do like cheese.
Okay.
Okay, well, they use this fermented rice to keep the fish from going bad. Now, when you keep something from doing something, it just means to stop something from happening or to prevent someone from doing something. For example, the signs are trying to keep people from jumping into the pool. Okay. Or, for example, we can say, we can't use our phones now. Dad wants to keep us from using them too often. Okay. So, maybe your dad took the phone away.
So, hide your phones. Just kidding. Okay. Keep something from, 后面接动名词就是避免某个东西或是阻止某个东西什么什么。像是呢, she's been trying to keep herself from eating too much candy. 也就是说他一直让自己避免不要吃太多的糖果啊甜食啊或者是这个比较好这个是有避免的意思。An umbrella will keep you from getting wet. 有没有注意后面动词都是 ing, 这个雨伞会避免你被淋湿啊。
Mm-hmm. Let's learn a little bit more about sushi. It says, when the Japanese added rice vinegar, the taste improved and people loved it.
Wow, that's so smart.
So one small ingredient can change everything.
真的，所以当日本人加入了这个米醋后呢，他们发现这个寿司的味道变得更好咯。所以人们便爱上了 sushi.
Now, what did they do? They added rice vinegar into the rice. When you add something, oh, let's learn what add means. Let's first spell it. It's spelled A-D-D, add. Add is a verb and it means to put things together. It means you put one thing with another thing. For example, you can add salt to make the soup taste better. That means I could put salt inside of the soup to kind of change the flavor around a bit.Let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, Cindy always adds milk and sugar to her coffee. Cindy always adds milk and sugar to her coffee.
Add 就是添加，它是个动词。像是刚刚例句提到 Cindy 总是在她的咖啡里加牛奶跟糖。那其实我们在煮饭啊或是料理啊常常会见到 add 这个动词哦。像是 add in a little more salt and pepper. OK, 再加一点这个盐啊胡椒。或者是 add one cup of sugar to the mixture. 听起来好像在做这个 cookies 或者是蛋糕。OK, 加一杯糖在 mixture 混合物里面。
Okay, so after they added rice vinegar into the rice, the article says, sushi became a favorite around the world by the late 20th century.
我们待会去吃好不好？ Oh, 我真的现在很饿。
I know, I'm really craving for sushi now too.
I know,
sushi is the best.
真的 ,OK, 我们看回课文，虽然我们肚子已经在叫，就是在20世纪末，这个寿司就变成了世界各地特别喜爱的这个受喜欢的食物啦。
Even a lot of Westerners like it too, like
yeah.
people in America or Europe, they love sushi. I really agree with them too.
It's healthy.
Yes. Let's take a look at the word century, spelled C-E-N-T-U-R-Y, century. Century is a noun here, and it just means 100 years, okay? When I say half of a century, that means 50 years. We can also even describe the years in centuries too. So for example, the 19th century just means the 1900s. Or if I want to talk about the 1400s, I can say the 14th century. So remember, century just means 100 years. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, some turtles can live for more than a century. Some turtles can live for more than a century.
Yeah, like Ninja Turtles. Okay, just kidding. Century 是什么呢？就是世纪，或者它有 100 years, 100年的意思哦。它是个名词。所以呢，跟大家考一下，它也是等于 10 decades. Remember decade?、
Oh.
Decade 就是十年。所以十乘以十就是100。哈哈，数学考一下。
Yes.
那 half a century 就是100除以2,就是一半，就是50 years, 50年。 当然有提到就是什么几世纪，像十九世纪也可以用到 century 这个字哦。OK， 那回到例句是提到有些海龟哇可以怎么样活超过一个世纪耶。
Wow, I think,
长寿。
Yeah, I think those like the sea turtles, they're really amazing.Okay, so yeah, I do think,although sushi is expensive now, of course you can enjoy it, at a moderate price, meaning not too cheap,
yeah,
not too expensive.
Yeah, you can go to those, 像蒸鲜什么的，他们还蛮便宜的。
And they still have good sushi too. So we can still, everyone can still enjoy it. Okay, let's take a look at another luxury item. This is called caviar. Ooh, caviar is so luxurious.
这个真的很贵，我们可能就有点害怕。
I don't think I can afford one
egg.
All right,
一颗
I can't afford that. Okay.Caviar can cost up to $400 US for an ounce now. But 100 years ago, things were very different. Okay, just to give you an idea about how much it costs, an ounce is just basically about 28 grams. So it's not a lot. It's very, very tiny. It's a very, very tiny amount. I don't know how heavy the eggs are, but I would imagine it being just like one scoop of...egg, probably.
我觉得我可能花不起这个钱。
I know, it's so expensive.
人家请我吃可以了。
Does anyone want to treat us to caviar?
Nice, okay. Caviar 就是鱼子酱。那现在一 ounce 的鱼子酱可以价值哇，高达美金400元。所以我们要等你们请客了 ，OK， 加油！但是呢，100年前的情况却非常的不同哦。那这里有没有提到 up to something， 就是某个数量或水准可以达到什么什么，或是高达多少？我们也可以用 up to， 像是 up to 8 people can play the game， 最多可以八个人玩这个游戏。那 ounce 刚刚有提到它是盎司 ，OK， 所以它一个盎司大概是等于28克啦，所以你就知道这是很少很少的鱼子酱，却要这么贵。
But this is up to $400 US, so maybe we can buy a smaller amount for cheaper price.
对
，but we'll see. Okay, we saw the word different here. It's spelled D-I-F-F-E-R-E-N-T, different.Different is an adjective, and it just means not the same. Like, these two things are not the same. For example, I can say Bess and Diana live on different sides of town, so they can't take the same bus to school. Bess and Diana live on different sides of town, so they can't take the same bus to school.
Different 就是不同的。像是 Bess 跟 Diana 她住在这个城镇里不同的地区，所以他们无法搭同班公车上学。那像是大家应该知道，我跟 Tiffany 老师，我们虽然长得很不同，可其实我们都很聪明，我们想法很像。 So Tiffany and I may look different, but we think alike. We're really smart guys.
I can read her mind.
I know, right?
She can read my mind.
I know. Okay, well, 还有怎么可以用呢？我们可以说 The movie was different than I expected. 就是那部电影跟我预期的不太一样，有时候我们可能去看预告片，很好看的 trailer was good， 结果话去看就还好。
Yeah, exactly. All right, so where does the history of caviar come from? It says bars in Russia had too much of it, so they gave it away for free in sandwiches.
Can you give some to us?
I know. Okay, well, yes, caviar, the best caviar is known to come from Russia. And they said a long time ago, they had too much of this, so they started to put it in their sandwiches for free. Yeah, that's really nice. I want to go try that out. A bar is just basically a place where people can, adults can drink, alcohol, like beer or cocktails. But remember, only adults can do that. You have to be at least 18 years or older. So,
你不能去偷喝。
Yes. I guess you just have to wait around a bit because they check your ID.
对 ,OK. 所以我们提到是 Russia, 俄罗斯的酒吧。哇，他们有太多的鱼子酱，因此他们就把这个鱼子酱放在三明治里面免费耶分送。
Wow.
Bar 就是酒吧，你们要满18岁才可以去喝，好不好？
That's right. All right, I hope they can give some caviar away to me. When you give something away, this phrase just means to give something to someone and you don't ask for any money. You just give it for free, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so give something away 其实就是分送啊，或者是它有捐赠的意思。像是呢，如果有时候可能特别的日子 ，maybe the store is giving away or maybe just giving out a free can of soda to all customers.
Ooh.
Wow, 然后就是那个商店要赠送给每位顾客一罐免费的汽水，可能是促销有可能。
Yeah, that's very nice too. And next in the article says, its salty taste made people want to drink more. Oh.I get it. Of course, you're at the bar and caviar is really, really salty. So salty food makes you want to drink stuff. So I guess the bars、beer. Did that. What bar is this actually? That's a really nice bar.
It's、yeah. really smart.
Yeah, it's super smart. They said because、the caviar is salty and this means that the caviar has...A lot of salt in it, so we can use、
That's、
the word、
right.
salty to describe it.
Okay, so 鱼子酱咸咸的味道让人们怎么样？就是哇，太咸了，我想要喝更多的饮料。Okay, 所以这个是一个很聪明，他故意赠送给别人，换来更多人买啤酒。好啦，那我们刚刚有提到 its, okay, 这个是所有格代名词。Okay, 所以我们要先来学一下到底要怎么用呢 ？Let's check out our magic box.
Magic box, 找亮点。
OMG, 身为举世无双的 R&B 天后，我玛丽亚凯最忌讳的就是跟别人撞衫。昨天参加颁奖典礼，竟然有人跟我穿一模模一样样的礼服，哦，我真是当场差点昏倒。Her dress was the same.As mine 啊，怎么可以发生这种事情？我一定要好好的修理一下我的助理。英文里面呢就有所谓的所有格，就是谁的东西。例如呢，我的专辑 My album， 你的书 Your book， 他的篮球 His basketball， 或者是呢席琳的歌 Celine's song。OK， 这个谁的 My。Your, his, Celine's, OK, 这些呢就是英文里面所谓的所有格。它呢就当成形容词来使用，接在名词前面，表示呢这个名词、这个东西、这个事情呢是属于谁的。知道了什么是所有格，今天的主题呢非常特别，是要讲所有格的代名词。哦，什么时候要使用到所有格的代名词呢？当我们句子前面已经讲过了，后面不想要再重复的时候呢，我们就可以使用代名词。例如呢，我们刚刚说 Her dress was the same as mine. OK, 前面呢她的洋装 Her dress, 我们呢已经知道是在讲洋装了，所以呢我们后面本来是要讲哦 Her dressis the same as my dress. OK, 跟我的洋装一样。我们呢在这边呢为了不要重复，我们就把 my dress 换成所有格代名词 mine. Her dress was the same as mine, 跟我的洋装一样。这就是所有格代名词使用的时机。那刚刚看到的 my dress变成了 mine, OK, 这些所有格代名词确实呢跟所有格的长相不大一样，这个呢就要背起来了。对应 my 的代名词呢就是 mine,your 呢我们呢在后面加上 s yours。比方说呢我们在吃蛋糕 ,mine is bigger than yours。OK, 我的比较大块，因为哦我人比较胖一点，哦不是，是比较丰腴一点啦。那第三人称呢 his 的代名词我们呢一样是 his,its 一样是 its。至于 her 呢，我们则要加上 s 变成 hers。复数的话呢 ，our 对应的是 ours，your yours，their 呢，他们的则是对应到 theirs。OK， 其实没有很困难哦，你可别被吓到喽。最后要来考考你了，今天呢，我们一起去唱片行，我要请你来找找我的专辑跟席琳的专辑。哎，你找到我的，但是找不到他的。OK， 我的他的。这句话我们该怎么造句呢 ？OK， 没有错 ，You found mine but didn't find hers. OK， you found mine but didn't find hers. OK， my album 对应的呢是 mine， 而她的 her album 则是对应 hers。这样子，所有格代名词的用法，你也记起来了吗？
刚刚有提到鱼子酱很咸，对不对 ？Salty， 因为 salt 就是盐巴嘛，所以后面加 y 就成为形容词 ，salty 就是咸的。 Okay, let's find out more about caviar.
Okay, next. In the article says, as caviar got more popular, the rich noticed and the price jumped. Oh man, rich people.
你很烦耶。
Yeah.
You guys can afford it, but we can't. Okay, 所以当鱼子酱更受欢迎的时候，有钱人开始注意到咯，这个价格也暴涨了。这里的 jump 不是跳，就是激增或是暴涨的意思，不过也是个动词哦。
We also saw the word notice. Notice is spelled N-O-T-I-C-E. Notice. Notice is a verb and it means to become aware of something. And you become aware of it by maybe seeing it or hearing it. So maybe something catches your eye or you hear something so you notice it. For example, we can say Kate noticed a stranger in the park on her way home from work. Kate noticed a stranger in the park on her way home from work.
Notice 这个动词就是注意到，它的动词三态是 notice, noticed, 直接接 d, noticed. 哦，像是 Kate 在她下班回家的路上注意到公园里有一个 stranger,、哎、陌生人。Hey, Tiffany, did you notice that I dyed my hair?
I did, and I noticed you got a haircut, too.
真的。
Oh my god.
喜欢吗？你有注意到，对不对？
Of course I do.
好啦，我们可以来到我们课文的尾声。我们最后看到的是什么呢？
It says, who knows, in the future, other cheap foods may also become must-have luxury dishes. Please don't ruin too many of our dishes first.
I know, we want to have them at a cheaper price.
Yeah. Or maybe it might change. Like maybe this is a new must-have dish,
right?
But then lobster is not anymore, so lobster could become cheaper, right?
I want that.
Okay, when something is a must-have, it's something that you must have. For example, we can also say things like, oh, this is the must-have bag this season. It means this is the bag that you should buy. You have to get it this season because it's popular now.
I know. Okay, 所以谁知道呢？在未来或许这个其他便宜的食物也会变成必须有的高档食品，但是我们这样会买不起。Must-have 这个形容词就是必备的，所以常常我们会看那个杂志都说这个是这一季必买必备的包啊鞋。Must have shoes or bags, okay? That's why we're spending a lot of money.
I know, but we gotta stop. Remember, we gotta
right.
stop.
Okay.
We're on a plan to spend less money. Okay? All right, so our time is almost up, so let's go to our review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
The chicken's here.
He's back.
Okay, this time I'm gonna help you guys out and you try to beat the chicken, all
okay.
right? Okay, this word means 100 years.
Century.
Oh, that's fast. This means something, it's not the same. Not the same.
Different.
Good, okay. This means you put one thing into another thing. Like, for example, you might put this into your food.
Add.
Good, okay. All right, last one. This means that you see something because it catches your eye.
Notice.
Did you notice this chicken? Did you guys beat the chicken?
I think the chicken's happy today.
Yeah, you got all the answers correct. All right, but that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article, have some sushi, have someone
really
get you caviar.
Go to that sushi place I've been telling you about.
Okay, so we're going to stop here right now. We're going to get some sushi, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.
Poor man's foods, now rich man's luxuries.
Sushi. At first, sushi was a cheap food in Southeast Asia.They covered fish in fermented rice to keep it from going bad. When the Japanese added rice vinegar, the taste improved and people loved it. Sushi became a favorite around the world by the late 20th century. Caviar. Caviar can cost up to $400 for an ounce now. But 100 years ago,Things were very different. Bars in Russia had too much of it, so they gave it away for free in sandwiches. Its salty taste made people want to drink more. As caviar got more popular, the rich noticed and the price jumped. Who knows? In the future, other cheap foods may also become must-have luxury dishes.
add, add. Cindy always adds milk and sugar to her coffee. Cindy always adds milk and sugar to her coffee. Century, century. Some turtles can live for more than a century. Some turtles can live for more than a century. Different, different. Bess and Diana live on different sides of town, so they can't take the same bus to school. Bess and Diana live on different sides of town, so they can't take the same bus to school. Notice, notice. Notice, noticed, noticed. Kate noticed a stranger in the park on her way home from work. Kate noticed a stranger in the park on her way home from work.
认识字汇
Fermented Ounce Bar Salty